I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Got a few
mil, but not all. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Adam Schefter, and always great to have you on the show. Adam, how are you?
Jermaine, Greg, Courtney, good morning to you. Good morning to Boston. Hope everybody's well.
A lot of interest in these parts, obviously, on the future of Tom Brady. What are the factors that he will be weighing as he makes this decision about whether he wants to play another season or not?
Well, I think we start off with the obvious, right? We just think that, in a way, he's going to play forever, but he's 44, will be 45 next season. There aren't many players that play to that age, and certainly not at the level that he has played at. And I think, again, he has talked about the fact that sacrifice that goes into this, family time, what he gives up. He's got other business interests now. Does he really need to go out and try to win another Super Bowl, put up more passing yards? He's got all the records. He's got everything. I think it's mentally exhausting, physically draining, all those things. And Tom Brady's a smart guy. When he says, I haven't thought about it, and, you know, there'll be time to think about it, of course he's thought about it. Of course he's thought. He doesn't want to talk about it right now. And that's fair, and he deserves that right. But the way it has been explained to me is that he's going to take weeks after the season, which ended yesterday, step back, talk with his family, think about what he wants to do, assess the situation, and then decide whether he does or doesn't want to play. And I know, you know, most people have a hard time thinking, well, you know, he's not going to play. Well, he might come back and play. You know, we don't know. At the end of every season, whether you're a player or a coach or in the front office, it's physically and mentally exhausting. A lot of people at the end of the year are thinking about not doing it again. Then you take some time, you go away, recharge the battery, you assess where you're at in your career. You make the decision about whether you do or don't want to do it again. And Tom Brady very well may come to the decision that he will play again. But I think this is the first time that I think it's even really a real decision about whether he might not play again.
When it comes to the fun factor, you know, Tom Brady, I think we all believe, was not having fun here at the end of his career. It appeared that last season prior to this, he had fun in Tampa. Any indication as to whether he had fun this season, or did the AB stuff and other things change his feeling that it was fun down there?
Well, I football is hard. You know, football, when you're winning, for anybody is fun. And I think this year was more of a battle for them than last year, clearly. And it was a challenging year. They lost Leonard Fournette at the end of the year. Chris Godwin gone for the year. AB, all the histrionics surrounding him. Some of the offensive linemen. No Tristan Wirfs yesterday. They had injuries on defense all season long. They didn't win at the same clip. New Orleans beat them up pretty good, which almost has become a regular occurrence with that team. It just didn't go as smooth and easy as the second half of last year. But in the NFL, what is smooth and easy? I mean, even when you're the Kansas City Chiefs, it's been a bumpy year. And then the AFC Championship game hosting it on Sunday. So there's no such thing as just putting it on cruise control. You know, you think about the Patriots and whatever year you want to pick, it's never easy for anybody, ever. Do I think Tom had fun? Yes, absolutely. Do I think it was harder on him physically? Absolutely. Do I think the older you get, no matter how pliable you are, no matter how much TB12 is helping you out, that it gets more and more difficult to do? Yeah. Yeah. I know he's superhuman, but he still is human. And playing football at that age does take its toll.
So, Adam, when you look at the contract situation, I know he did the extension after the season. So is it basically kind of like a year-to-year thing, or where will the Bucs be, you know, financially if Brady does retire?
Well, he's got 1 year left in his contract. If he walks away, I think there's a cap charge of, I don't remember the exact number, $8, $9, $10 million, whatever it is. Look, you know, if he walks away, and I don't care what the numbers are, you got to go replace Tom Brady. And think about what transpired in Tampa before Tom Brady got there. There really was no real football competition. They were not a viable contender. And so who are you going to go get to replace him if he leaves? Now, I guess, do you want to go make a run at Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers? Those would be the three names that come up with every team that has a quarterback question this offseason, because there are questions about all three of their futures. And so if you're Tampa and if you're losing Tom Brady, which we don't know that they are yet, but it's a possibility, what is the quarterback plan? And I don't think they're there yet, because they don't know what Tom's doing. And quite frankly, I don't think they wanted to have to face the idea that they could be without him next year.
Adam, do you think that Rob Gronkowski's future is dependent on what Tom Brady decides to do next season?
That's a good question. I would guess probably yes. I mean, if Tom Brady's not there, you think Gronk wants to go back and play? He's already stepped away once and came back with Tom. So I guess without knowing anything, just logically piecing it together, that would seem to be the case. But maybe he's having so much fun and likes the organization so much he's willing to play beyond Tom Brady. It's a good question.
In your mind, what are the chances that Aaron Rodgers returns to Green Bay?
Well, I'll just say this, that he returned to Green Bay last summer with the contingencies with the leverage that they shifted over to him. What he did last offseason, last summer, in deciding to return, which was under debate, shifted the power and leverage to him this offseason. So everything he did last offseason to go back is put him in the position he is in today. So he is going to get to decide what he wants to do. He's got a $46.1 million cap number, which was made that way so that they would have to do something with him and he would have to sign off on it. And he's got that 46.1 number at a time where they, the Packers, are projected to be $44.8 million over the cap. They have one of the worst cap situations in the league. They are greatly restricted. They need the help of their quarterback. So if the quarterback wants to return, he will go help them. And if he wants out, he will say, you need to unload my salary. So it's going to be up to him. He sounded to me like a guy saying goodbye the other night to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And to me, it reminded me a little bit of the Saturday night that the Patriots lost to the Titans and the way that Tom Brady sounded after that game a little bit. Saturday night loss in the cold, in the snow. It felt like the time had come. That's what it reminded me of on Saturday night. Now, look, there's no doubt the relationship that he's had with the organization has been better this year. They'll talk about it. They'll figure it out. But I'll tell you this. When I talk to people around the league, they seem to think he's leaving.
What are you hearing about Josh McDaniels and the Raiders?
Well, that's just going to be out there. I don't believe that as of this morning, the Raiders have even put in a permission slip. So until they do, it's not real. But if they do, if they put in a slip, then I would say it's on. So I think Dave Ziegler is right in the thick of that. I think if Dave Ziegler would take that job, it's only logical to deduce that he would have interest in Josh. And so that's something that just continues to float out there this week, and we'll see what the Raiders decide to do. But, yes, that's probably wise to pay attention to.
Adam, is it a similar situation as with the Giants in 2018 when Bill kind of made it difficult for Josh to interview and Joe Judge was eventually hired? Or is this a situation where there's going to be no questions asked? Bill is going to allow Josh to pursue other opportunities?
Well, how could Bill stop him if Josh wanted to be the head coach of the Raiders?
Well, last time that happened, he didn't allow him to interview early. He gave the glowing recommendation of Joe Judge to the Mara family, and they ended up hiring Joe Judge, and Josh stayed here. I'm just curious to know if there is, you know, Mangini went to the Jets. That wasn't exactly something that Bill enjoyed. He locked him out of the facility. You know, he can make it difficult on people if he wants to. I'm just curious where that relationship stands. And if he's, I ask that because is he thinking to be the next head coach when Bill retires?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I would just say this, that I don't think there's anything that Bill could do to get in the way of Josh becoming the head coach of the Raiders if that's what Josh wanted to do. If Josh wants to become the head coach of the Raiders, he's going to be the head coach of the Raiders if that's what he wants to do. You know, if Dave gets the job. Like, again, I kind of think that there's a little bit of a connection there between the two. And if the Raiders go that direction with Dave, then I would think that Dave, we're making assumptions, right? Okay, we're assuming that Dave gets the job. Well, if Dave gets the job, then of course, why would you not be interested in Josh? And if he's interested in Josh, I don't know what Bill could do. So to me, it's just a question of what course of action the Raiders decide to follow this week. And if they decide to go after Dave, who they have interviewed, they haven't even put in a slip yet for Josh, to my knowledge. So Dave's the first kingpin, so to speak. And if that pin falls, and again, to me, then it becomes really interesting for Josh because then the decision becomes his.
Adam, last one for me real quick. Out of the three quarterbacks, I think everybody's going to have their eyes set on this offseason, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson. Which one do you think is most likely to be playing for a different team next year?
Deshaun Watson will never play for the Texans again. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to happen. So he'd be the most likely. I would put Aaron Rodgers second, because that just seems to be the prevailing opinion around the league. And the Russell thing, I mean, it just seems like there's this dance going on out there that's gone on for the last few years, that nothing ever happens. And the Seahawks didn't make a coaching move, and so it's still Russell and Pete right now. And I think it very well could be Russell and Pete again next year. That one is more likely than the other two. So I guess I go Deshaun, Rodgers, Wilson in that order to me.
All right, Adam.
I reserve the right to change my mind. I reserve the right to change my mind as the offseason unfolds, too.
Yes, of course. Obviously. All right, great to have you on. By the way, I'm selling my Peloton, if you're interested. Do you need another one?
No. Well, how come? Don't use it anymore or what?
Hasn't got as much use as I thought it might get when I bought it. You know, I was all fired up beginning of the pandemic. I bought the thing. They're adding new trainers.
They're great.
I don't find myself on it as much as, you know.
It's the opposite of wear and tear.
You know, I'll just say this, that I was always a big gym guy. I go to the gym 5 days a week. And since the pandemic, obviously I haven't been to the gym once. Mm. And I have a Peloton in my house. And I, you know, am I working out the same way that I did at the gym? Probably not. No. And that may just be that I'm a little bit older.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine not having it. That's me at home.
Same. All right, Adam, great to talk to you. We will talk to you again soon. There is Adam Schefter.